Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, January 29th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm excited because I've done some veterans retreat research tonight, and I'm kind of excited, and I may discuss that a little bit in my segment. But in the meantime, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another wonderful teaching that she's provided for us. So let's do that now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand such that no person can snatch us out. And thank you for the opportunities that we have on the Big Call as a platform to share the information that we have all around the globe. Give protection, we pray, to those who are in the path of yet another winter storm, especially those that look like it could be pretty serious in North Carolina. We just ask for protection, and we ask that electricity stay on, and everybody has a wonderful time in the snow, but we know it's going to be cold and windy. So bless everybody that's in the path of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. There you have it. Now, Sue, special time for us to receive this teaching and then comment on it. So thank you for preparing it and for bringing it to us tonight.
Well, it is a special time, isn't it? Because we enter into that state where we can contemplate and really try on and put into our nervous system something that's really nourishing. So I hope everybody enjoys this and think about it as having a warm, delicious drink of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And this is called power thinking. It's easy to go around thinking that the obstacle is too big, that we'll never get well, that a virus or an illness is going to get the best of us. We wonder why we don't have any strength and why we can't get ahead. It's because our thoughts are limiting us. We draw in what we constantly think about. You can't think defeat and have victory. You can't think weak and have strength. You can't think not able to and accomplish your dreams. Your life is going to follow your thoughts. Instead of thinking weak, defeated, not able to thoughts, you need to start thinking power thoughts. This sickness is no match for me. No virus can stop my destiny. This trouble at work is not how my story ends. The forces for me are greater than the forces against me. Victory starts in our minds. Success, breakthroughs, and new levels depend on our thinking. The threat of the pandemic has me afraid. I'm worried about my finances. I'm stressed over my children. All those thoughts are drawing you into more negativity. That's making you weaker, draining your strength, your energy, and your passion. You'll be amazed at what will happen if you start thinking power thoughts. No weapon formed against me will prosper. God has me in the palm of his hands. He's the guardian of my soul. God has made me untouchable to the enemy. When you dwell on these thoughts, you'll feel strength rising up, courage, and determination. Excuse me. This is not just bringing positive. This is your faith being released. The writer of Proverbs says, "Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life." Are your thoughts helping you or hurting you? Are you thinking power thoughts, victory thoughts, what I call well-able thoughts? Or are you thinking defeated thoughts, such as, I'll never get well, never accomplish my dreams, never break the addiction. You're choosing the direction your life is going to go. Pay attention to what your mind is dwelling on. Don't just think any thought that comes to mind. If it's a negative, discouraging, fearful thought, don't give it the time of day. Turn it around and dwell on what God says about you. Thoughts will whisper, "Nothing good is in your future. You've seen your best days." If you dwell on that, you'll miss your destiny. Tune out the defeated thoughts and think power thoughts. Something amazing is about to happen to me. Favor is surrounding me like a shield. Goodness and mercy are following me.
All the days of
and imagine
life.
If you were to hold that as you move into the future. That's your teaching for tonight.
Well, Sue, that was a really good teaching. I love that. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight, because I think it's such an important concept that sometimes even believers don't execute properly. You know, power thoughts, I love that. We know about positive and negative, but power is taking it one step further. And I just love that concept because, you know, you brought a little scripture in to back that up. And I like the concept of, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a woman thinketh, so is she. You know? So whatever you think, your thoughts translate into words. And whatever you speak, that's where the power is. Power of life and death is in the tongue. So not only your thoughts, but then what are your words like? What are you speaking into your life or into the life of others, into your children, into your friends? You know, that's really important to say, wait a minute, like you said, Sue, in this teaching, the minute you a thought comes in and you just kind of start with wondering or thinking about it, cast it out if it's of no value. Cast it out. You don't need it. You know, it's better to just think on these things, God says, the things that are positive, that are good, that are beneficial, that are all of those great concepts, the great attributes, on these things. Think on these things. You know, good thoughts, lovely thoughts, thoughts that will take us into a good future. And I think everybody that's listening on this call in Big Call Universe has a reason to be here and has a calling to be here. And, you know, maybe you're not quite sure what that calling is. Maybe you think, well, I want to be part of Rebuild America with Bruce and Bob and Sue, and I want to do some other projects because there are thousands, tens of thousands of projects that all of us have, and it's just sort of like, okay, where do we go from here? Well, we stay positive. We go one day at a time, one step forward, all the way, one step at a time, and we just keep getting into our projects. We get started, even at least in our mind, like I'm going to talk to you about tonight in the Veterans Retreat Network concept. It's important that we focus on what it is we intend to see. What are we looking for? What are we intending to do? And what is our expected outcome? When you can focus on a specific outcome for a given scenario, it helps us to see what our future self is capable of doing and where we're going to be in terms of change. You know, change is tough for a lot of people, Sue and Bob. So it's difficult. I like change. I embrace change. I'm looking forward to certain changes in my life and certain changes for all of us. I want us all to experience good things in our future. Think about those things that are in your future. Think about the things that you want to be post-med-bed. Think of who you're going to be post-med-bed. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to be? Who are you now? and who are you going to be? Who do you want to be? What do you want to do afterwards? Ask yourself these questions. Ask yourself what it is God is calling you to right now, and what is God calling you to in your future? Because as you imagine in your right brain things that are future for you, as you create your future with God, you can move there in your mind, and soon you'll be moving there in your entire body. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. I thought it was really appropriate and very, very important for us. So I loved it very much. Thank you, Sue, so much. Bob? Thank you, Sue. Bob, what are your thoughts on this teaching? Because I think this is a really important one. What did you see? And tell me a story about it, Bob, from your point of view.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Sue. It's, this is one that really made me think a lot. And one of the things it made me think about was a YouTube channel. It's called Bosq Neuroscience, B-O-S-Q-U-E. And these are people that have a lot of skill, obviously, in neurolinguistics and are able to craft affirmations that are very spiritual in a prolific way. Like every day they have new stuff. And it's quite interesting to see. And I was thinking of that because it's like it's the ultimate tool for power thinking, because I'll turn it on in the morning when I first get up and immediately floods my brain with all these beautiful positive ideas and thoughts. Thoughts of expecting miracles, thoughts of affirmation of your ability to exert your own power for good, things like that. And then I was thinking as you were giving the teaching about how what can get in people's way from their power thinking. I was thinking, it's those darn filters that tend to be omnipresent, where people will distort information or generalize things that they shouldn't be generalizing, or even worse, deleting things that should be accepted and absorbed and treasured, right? And then I started thinking about this. It's like, what would be like one key thing that if people could do it would make it most likely they could have power thoughts? And I came up with that phrase they use in Havening and the emotional freedom technique, which is, I completely love and accept myself. And if that was true, you might always be in the state of power thinking. And then I started thinking, well, what if people didn't have that yet and they were still having trouble with power thoughts? What might they do using that phrase? And so I was like, well, if you were going to do Havening or tapping, you might say something like, even though I haven't been using my power thoughts, I completely love and accept myself. And I'm so grateful now that I realize I can begin using my power thoughts today. And anytime a negative slips in, I can tap away the negative. And it's like a jump start that begins to train your belief system that you can be alert, you can be standing guard at the door of your mind for any negativity and have a power technique like tapping or Havening that would very gently but definitively begin to shift the main way that you represent yourself to yourself. and shifted into the power. And then, get a load of this, you guys. This popped into my head. It's like, what if there was something even better than that? And so I said, well, what would that be? And I thought, what if I was to sit quietly and say to myself, Jesus is coming to visit. How shall I act? And then it's like, well, I guess I'd better make a list. So it's like, okay, so if Jesus is coming to my house to visit, first thing I'm going to do is clean up the house. And then I'm going to get myself into a state of loving kindness and adoring, cherishing, and gratitude, and just filled with the Holy Spirit. And then that alone would be a great gift for him, since that's what he always tried to teach us to do, to be like that. And so what greater thing to do if he came to visit than to act like him? And I was like, okay, so then my last thought that came to me was, what would be the one question that I would like to ask? And a whole bunch of flooded into my mind, and each one felt at the beginning like it was selfish, like it was a question for me. And then I thought, what if I asked him, how did you come up with the parable of the prodigal son? And I started thinking, what would be the answer to that? Like, would he think back 2,000 years and say, well, I was sitting around one day and I would just love to hear the story about how he came up with that.
That's good.
And so, Sue, thank you for the teaching. That's what it did for me this evening. And now I feel really good after listening and going through that stuff in my mind.
So cool, Bob and Bruce. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I think that was a cool reflection on your part, and I think you could take off and discuss it in many different ways. I like that. And, I think that's a valid question about the prodigal son, too. And I know you're looking at your picture of the prodigal son, your painting of it, thinking about that. That's really cool. Thank you, Bob. Sue, the Bible says, with God all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Without Christ, I can do nothing, meaning in and of yourself, your own flesh. So what do you think of this teaching? I love the fact that you brought it tonight. I don't know, there's something about it tonight that just seemed to fit beautifully. And I love what Bob had to say about it. What do you say about it?
Well, I think it's timely because we're approaching the hinge point where it's kind of a ride or die moment. You're either going to use what works and get on with it, or else see what else is possible. So I'm not going to label it, but several things kind of came up as the two of you were talking. And what I liked about this evening is that we're getting so that we can rest in the teaching, but individuation and becoming our maximum self, and this is based on depth psychology and all these various neuroscientific approaches, it's about being creative and we're going to need to be creative. So I love what Bob did, and I love what you did, Bruce, about, you know, noticing how you speak. I'm going to suggest some other positions, but what you're saying out into the universe, and then what you're saying inside of yourself. So here's how I see it. There's a pretty acute problem going on right now, and there's a lot of struggle with overthinking. So what Bob did, and I love this because he's exploring all these auxiliary, holistic, Christ-enhancing approaches like havening, like thought field therapy, all the things that he's doing. The big piece, and I can't believe people, it's like been in my front mirror for 40 years. It's like, how could these great teachings be out and we're in this position? Something's not connecting. And I'm going to give you what I think it is. So the first thing people have to do is new teaching cannot get into a nervous system that's overamped, that isn't open to new information, that is stuffed to the gills with too much old energy, you know, new wine and old wineskins. And so I would take power thoughts, and I would go to Bob's website and look at the havening video. And the most important thing you could do is pay attention. Here are the three things. Get your pen out. You just want to watch, like, what is the quality of my thinking during the day? I mean, I can raise my hand. I have completely transformed in the past 10 years to putting something outside of me. It's called pedestalizing. When you make anything outside of you bigger than God inside of you, which is how we've all been conditioned, you're in trouble. So number one, drop that the thing outside of you, the circumstance, the disease, the person, whatever you're making larger than you, turn that around and then choose a power thought. A power thought. And then you want to practice slowing down your breathing and getting it into your body and your nervous system to take one condition and haven it in. Like, go to Bob's website. You're going to see that when your whole body is immersed in a thought and a feeling, a thought and a state, you can have all these thoughts. But if your body doesn't feel it, it's not going to manifest. It's a law. If your body, if your whole being isn't vibrating and sending out that frequency, and you're trying to do too many power thoughts, and you're thinking all these different things, and it's all fragmented, tell me how your results are. Look around you. There are all these people, they can talk a game, they can do this, they can do that, but like, what is the quality of their experience? So the power thought is, and this is my version, going creative like Bob. Remember how we talked about Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do?
Mm-hmm.
I would start with this. Shut your eyes. Breathe deeply. Give yourself a hug and stroke your arms so your brain and your regular everyday conscious thoughts slow down, and say to yourself, Father, I forgive myself for forgetting who I am. That's the really radical truth. Everyone has been conditioned to not know how powerful they are. And if you can own and get your nervous system regulated so you're coherent, so you're clear, so your nervous system doesn't have to say a word. You don't have to. It's like inside you so much that people can feel it when you walk into the room. You're not, you can also speak it out and let it precede you. But the most important thing is to get that power back in you, not in your head, in your whole body. So every organ, every system is saying, Father, I forgive myself for forgetting who I am. I remember I'm wholeness. I remember I'm sovereign. I remember that I create from what's inside of me, not what's outside of me. That, to me, is the place we're walking into. And people using their power to create, like you did today, Bruce, the research, like Bob has with his incredible company and a company that's founded on love and what that takes to organize all those people and all that, and a little bit to be working on my 226th class, it's going to be our ability to hold and stabilize our intention and learn to pay attention to how we get into distortion, too much thinking. You've got to really know yourself and your nervous system to do this next leg. You really, really do. You really, really, really do. Because if you don't, listen to my segment, if you don't, you're going to get scattered. You're not going to notice that every email you send out may take 10 other emails to do. You won't know how to plan. You won't know how to organize. You won't know how to do anything. So you have to pay attention to how you can be really clear, remembering who you are, and noticing how to sustain an intentional frequency in Christ. That is power experience. So those are my thoughts.
Well, good, Sue. Very well thought out and very well expressed. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's really good, and I love that teaching, and all our comments on it were valuable, I think. And tell us, Sue, as we segue into prayer and praise, tell us if anyone
Where are you, Pastor Scott? What are you doing? Are you driving into a, I don't know. Fast food chain. A fast food chain came up, and I said, he wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
I have to have a sip. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Clear that throat, Sue. Clear that throat.
So let's just start with some prayer requests. This is from Jocelyn Zito. Good morning. This is a request prayer from my brother that when I talk to him on the phone, he's always negative, pessimistic, and says he wants to take his life, always blaming everybody, crying, not satisfied by himself. He's disabled, not working. And Jocelyn, so many of us have been with people who are in some sort of traumatic freeze, stuck, isolated, been there, done that. I can't tell you how many times. And we're going to pray for him, and we're going to pray for you too. Because ultimately, and this is a big piece too, this is going to be a big time for accountability. The results you're getting are your results. It's nobody else's. It's like we got to let people create what they are creating. And we can pray for them, but only He can change. So I would have a, well, let me see what I can do with this. So let's call everybody to, let's call everybody to see Jocelyn and her brother surrounded in a field of Christ energy and our field, like moving them up. Seemingly out of nowhere, they're lifted up into a new dynamic so that He's not resisting her positive energy, and she understands that it's His choice. Different souls have different goals, but we're holding that there's a lifting of the two of them, and we're seeing that any worry, any over-functioning, anything that doesn't place this in the two of them on God's altar with Christ, blessing and releasing the whole pattern, is now dissolved. And we ask that Jocelyn listen deeply inside and just say to herself, my brother is healed and being blessed. And see a beam over your brother and see a picture of him shifting in his own time. And I trust it and I let go. Because if you get stuck looking at that pattern and wanting it to change, what are you doing? You're connecting yourself to an energy. You're perpetuating the energy. So we see you both healed. We see you both blessed. And we see this whole situation being transformed, transmuted, and turning into something miraculous. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is for Penny, who had a major stroke in December 2024 and has been in bed and chair bound since. She's declining and she remains confused about her capabilities. She can't walk. Her left leg is paralyzed. We're asking for prayers for her highest good, for a smooth journey, whatever's needed for her at this time. Her three siblings are caring for her full time, and we're all exhausted. So let's see Alistair and Penny and the whole family. We ask you to go inside, and we're surrounding you in this circle of Christ's light and energy and miraculous healing power. And we ask you to see a column of brilliant, renewing, ever-flowing energy moving throughout your family and through Penny. And when you get tired, it's usually because you're looking at a condition that isn't getting any better, and it's discouraging, and you're looking at what is. And we're going to ask you to feel the energy of an uprising, beautiful new flow all around you. Share this with your brothers and sisters. See energy growing inside of you, getting stronger inside of you. Instead of looking at what is, your spirits are being renewed. You're getting charged. You're getting energy. And you're surrounding Penny in that energy. Romance it a little bit. Go, how did we get so much new energy so we could cross this finish line and get her into the med bed? You have to keep the pitch and the tone of that energy very, very high, or you'll collapse into appearances. That's what we're learning how to do. we're learning how to actually embody and become the creator beings in Christ that we're meant to be. But to do that, we have to choose what we want to experience. So we see you surrounded. We see her house, wherever you are, with this whole new fresh energy. So you're looking through brand new eyes, and we see the whole family, the med beds, every new thing coming into your experience. And all you need to do to anchor this into you is say new energy and squeeze it into your body by squeezing your whatever is your normal use hand and squeeze new energy, new energy, new energy. Whenever you do that, you'll feel a rising of new energy because that's the way your mind, body, and spirit work. In Jesus' name, you see the whole family and Penny getting to victory and say amen.
Amen.
Please pray for my granddaughter who's been classified as special needs. Her name is N. Diane. She's beautiful and full of love. Her parents will get their just due awards when the med beds are available for their part in abusing this precious soul. She's also saying she gets an email coming back, but we'll cover that after we finish with all the prayers. It's not possible for me to do anything with the email list, but Bruce will tell you what to do. So let's just pray for CM. So CM, please make sure, even though you're very, very aware of the quote-unquote just due rewards, be careful with that energy. You have to be careful with that because it can poison you. So do with that comment what you want. But we see this beautiful special needs child surrounded in the love of everyone on this call, in Jesus' love, in your love, and that she is going to experience the most beautiful new life. You know she is. She took this experience to make her so much more aware of what needs to happen on this planet. Anybody that's been through a really hard time is a very powerful soul. And so you just hold her in. I see your power. I see your beauty. I'm here as your steward and caretaker with Christ. And we see the two of you. And we see this whole situation being healed into a blessing for the world. And we just say thank you for sharing this so that we can pray for you. We see you healed. We see her healed in Jesus' name. And we say amen.
Amen.
And I think we have, that's the last. From Jeannie, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:14. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues. We're thankful for Pastor Scott's health improvement, for the Brunson case to have a positive outcome regarding the 2020 election. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Ronald Reagan. We pray that everyone that committed fraud with taxpayers' money is held accountable. Fraudulent activity hurts the integrity of federal programs erodes the public's trust in government and wastes taxpayers' dollars. U.S. Government Accountability Office. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and honesty is the best policy. Benjamin Franklin. It's all about that. Thank you for that, Jeannie. For the leaders, protesters, and activists to stop the hateful rhetoric, for the media to report honest, not biased news, Aaron Magruder quote, I want the news delivered unbiased. I thought that was the whole point with journalism. For this RV blessing to come to fruition and the 800 numbers to come out, the med beds, ASAP, debt forgiveness, Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks, world peace. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie. And so, Bruce, if you could speak to, I've been getting many emails about getting the 800 number, and there seem to be glitches. So if you and Bob can talk about it for a second, that would be really helpful.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know what you mean by glitches. There seem to be glitches. Can you elaborate on that?
I've signed up. I don't get any emails. It comes back undeliverable. Those two things. I've signed up. I don't get any emails, and they come back undeliverable. Go ahead.
Bob, do we have an autoresponder when somebody registers on bigcalluniverse.com, or does it just go into our system and we have it? Or do they get something back, an autoresponder message that lets them know that we have it? Okay.
First to Bob.
Bob, when you come back in, let me know. I got a question for you. In the meantime, hopefully Bob is...
I'm sending an email to Raleigh right now, who runs the email system.
Okay.
And so I'm going to ask him if there's an autoresponder. And if, you know, there's anything else we can talk about on the big call to help people out.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Because what I'm thinking is, when you sign up on bigcalluniverse.com, and that's the address, bigcalluniverse.com. You can enter, it shows you at the bottom of the homepage how you can sign up to be on our website. In other words, it just does is take your email, and it puts us in. And we have, I don't know how many thousands of people. We had 42 or 44,000 people that wanted to be notified with the toll-free number. But realize this, if you have already done that with your email and you're still using that email, it's still a good email for you, you're covered. If you've gotten a new email and you want to make sure, you can re-register, if you will, by sending that, by going to bigcalluniverse.com and registering yourself with your latest or newest or valid email. And Bob's checking to see whether... I'm going to hand it to you and Sue while I take this intel call, okay? Be right back.
Okay.
Take it away, Bob. I'm lining up my segment right now.
Okay, so are you done with the other part?
Yes.
You finished with everything else. So, okay. Yeah, so one of the things I was going to say about the emails is if you do sign up and you're getting emails, which pretty much everybody is except for a few people, it sounds like, and we should be able to straighten those out. But be sure when you get emails from us that you open them up. And if you don't
okay.
open the emails, then what happens is after a certain period of time, the email systems, and this is true for all systems, will
mm-hmm.
close you out. So they'll probably send you a last email that says, "Are you still there? If you don't open your email, we're taking you off the list." So that's just how the email systems work. And so if you're getting emails from us, you don't have to open every one if you don't want to, but you can just make sure you open them like once a month for sure so you don't get deleted.
Bob, what? Okay, can we just walk them through so they know what to expect? So I go to the website. I sign up on the home page, and I enter in my info, sign up for our newsletter. And what will they expect to get, and how quickly, and what is that about, and how does that relate to the 800 number email? Go ahead.
Yes, so that's what I emailed Raleigh about.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what they get.
Okay.
We've been doing this for 10 years, so I would have known way back then, but I don't now. So I asked Rob a question in the email, but most likely they're going to receive an autoresponder that says, "Hey, thank you for signing up, you know, for the email service." But even if they don't get that, they will receive regular emails from us. Right. And so when you see an email that comes from Boomers Forever Young or Boomer Boost, that's part of what you want to be sure you do is open them up periodically so that it starts a new clock for you. Because the email systems such as Klaviyo and MailChimp and Keep, they all have to comply with certain federal regulations. And
right.
if you don't get emails from a particular person for a period of time, they take you off the list. So
do you think it's possible? Do you know what the email title says? Maybe it's saying something that they don't recognize is tied to their signing up for the newsletter and the 800 number. Do you know what that email title is by any chance?
No, but it'll be, you know, they'll be able to see when you open up a new email or you're looking at your email list. So
mm-hmm.
what it is on the left-hand side, before you see the subject line, there's always
yep.
who they're coming from. So it'll either
right.
say Boomers Forever Young or Boomer Boost.
Okay, so maybe they're thinking that they're signing up at the big call. That's the point. That's where I'm going. They're signing up
yep.
at the big call, and they're looking for something from big call, not Boomer Boost. So maybe for people
that
are saying that, it's make sure that you understand it's coming from Boomer Boost. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
that's true.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to also clarify that with Raleigh, so they know exactly
yeah.
who it's coming from.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send
yeah,
them a second
yeah, that
email.
Would be really helpful. Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's good.
All right, I'm going to suggest something too, Bob. Too.
Yep.
If someone has signed up and they're getting emails from either Boomer Boost or Boomers, if they're getting them, you're in the system. We've got you. If you're not getting any emails that Bob is describing that go out periodically, then you might not be in the system. That's your check. That's what you'd look for. Because, like I said, when you sign up on bigcalluniverse.com, I believe in the old days at least, you would get an autoresponder back thanking you for signing up. But some people, Bob, you remember this, some people those responders went into their spam folder, or for some reason they didn't, because I don't know if that's still a problem or was a problem, Bob, but at one time some people had to look into their spam folder to see that autoresponder email that came from bigcalluniverse.com. But the point is, I think the bottom line is, if you're signed up and you're getting Boomer's emails, you're in our system. We've got you, and we'll have you for sending out the email that has the 800 number in it. In addition to that, we have on bigcalluniverse.com website homepage, we are going to put the toll-free number that
right,
will be used.
Right.
And I may have it for the United States, of course, we'll have it. And if we get one for Canada, we'll also put up the Canadian 800 number. Those are the two that we believe are working with the six call centers that we know about. One in Canada, five in the United States. Okay? So how does that work?
Yep.
So does that work for you?
That's really good, because they need, that's your backup. And I think we should say that every call,
yep,
because people write and they say, oh, you know, they get anxious, like the only way they're going to get the 800 number is if, so you always, every call, I think we need to implement that since we're so close.
I'll do that.
I'm assuming. Yeah.
It's important. It's like you said, Sue, I've got a friend who's been listening for years and years and years, but he no longer has his email. And he doesn't have an email to send in to be on bigcalluniverse.com. So I said, well, your backup is just to go to that website and see the 800 number that we post. We'll make sure it's good and the correct number for the U.S. and Canada. And provided we get the Canadian number for our friends up north, and we'll post that on bigcalluniverse.com. So that'll be good.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate both of you on that. And if Raleigh can come back with anything else that we need to know, Bob, we can bring it in your segment or mine.
Okay. I can tell you this.
Okay.
I just went through and signed myself up under a different email.
Okay.
And you do get a confirmation email.
Okay.
Yep. And it asks you to confirm. So it says, please, says, please confirm your email with the big call. And then.
And you click on something?
Yeah, it says click here in blue lettering. And that this is another one of those government requirements called double opt in. And unless you double opt in, you're not in. And so what the subject line says, please confirm your email with the big call. And what it says it's coming from is the big call.
Okay.
So
coming from the big call. Okay.
Yeah, and then I just got a third email from, it's called, and so the actual email that it's coming from is intel@bigcalluniverse.com. And then you get another one that says, thank you for signing up for the Big Call newsletter. It's a great first step for keeping you informed and prepared. When the blessing happens, it will bring you opportunities, da-da-da-da-da. So you go in, and it gives you an opportunity to sign up, and you also have an option if you want to receive health and wellness news.
Good. Okay,
and click
that's
a
great.
Red button. And so I think that resolves it. But what Raleigh was able to do, instead of having it say intel@bigcalluniverse.com, it says in big black letters, the big call. So you can't miss it.
Okay, cool.
So
that's good. Yep, that's really good, Bob. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Thank you, Bob. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. I was going to say one other piece on that. When the 800 number comes in, and I translate that to Bob and Raleigh, what's going to happen is Bob will have Raleigh send out an email blast to everybody who signed up that wants the number. And we have a pre-written response to that, including the 800 number. And we have to, Bob and I probably should talk about it, make sure that he still has that. We did it years and years ago. I don't know if we have it or Raleigh has it, but we do have it designed to go out, you know, with a message, including the 800 number. Okay?
Right.
So you'll have that. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue. Anything else in the way of?
Nope.
Nothing. That's it. Takes care of it. Thank you, Sue, for bringing that back up. And thank you for handling the prayer and praise requests, or prayer requests, rather. Let's get into your segment, Sue, and tell us what it is.
Well, we're going to have some, this is going to be a really interesting little moment. Everybody, please get your pen out, because I want to show you what I'm about to do.
All right.
Andrew Huberman, one of the most studied neuroscientists, talks about ways to reduce cognitive load. And wait until you hear what I'm going to bring into my segment. What we're going to do is we're going to take a 15, he says 10 seconds to 15 seconds of quiet. Just quiet. You've heard a lot of information. You want to use this? You want to use this in your meetings? I was thinking about Redemption Center people having to be in 4 and 5 hour meetings. You want to start improving on that. That allows your brain to integrate. So when you're in a meeting and there's been a lot of information, the pod is very accustomed to this. You want to just say, okay, let's just take a break. And you just need 15 seconds. And your brain has space to take in the new information. Mm-hmm. And this information is really, really important. I believe, and I'm not sure, we're going to have tonight and Friday before I get into a teaching week next week. So here's what I want to talk about tonight for designing your best future. There's an organization called Development Dimensions International. They're a global leadership and development company that basically works with the top HR organizations and nonprofits in the world. They and the Neuro Leadership Institute, that's David Rock, but Bob knows about them. And it turns out that in 2025, based on cognitive overload, what we just addressed, decision fatigue, and the increased pace of change, they said that burnout was 71% for people that were leading projects. Remember the doomsday clock? Saying that it was a failure of leadership. It was a failure of leadership. So there's a lot that has to be everything. That's the point. Everything is going to have to be reimagined, made aware, refined, redesigned. 183%, let me go here, increase in organizational change and leaders drowning in noise. So I'm going to read you a testimonial. And this is, I have used this testimonial before. Hold on, I got to go to the right one. Hope I didn't. Hold on. And the reason why I'm going to read this to you is because it's very relatable to what everybody, all these people that are going to be doing all this new stuff that they've never done before. When this goes, you're going to be going in, you're going to be meeting new people, you're going to be organizing your family, you're going to be, I could make it sound stressful. There's a lot of new that is going to be coming into your nervous system. And the most important thing you can do. Now imagine this. Imagine you're used to being out in the country where it's kind of crickets. Or it could be that you're used to running around, speeding around, your nervous system is already tapped out. And then on top of that, you've got to take on a lot of new stuff. Yeah, it's a lot more money. But that money has to be managed, structured, created. So I'm going to read you this testimonial. If I can find it all. Hello, Sue. Thank you for your very professional DYBF course. I was mind blown with the fantastic information. And yes, I took very good notes that I constantly refer to. Meditation, these meditations will help much. Being in the military 33 years, I'm very hyper. I multitask often, and I'm always busy nonstop. I'm hoping I will be able to idle down after our true retirement timeline once arrives. And to calm my hyperness down a few notches with your series, getting to focus while incorporating these techniques is something I'm working on. Guess a mental state I may need to work on or may be a good thing. I'm desiring to get more into it. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's basically it. Here's the point. This is very, just, it's quintessential. It's first principles. You don't see anybody living this way yet. This is for you getting ready to step into your role as letting the future, the healthy future, not the future you've known, not the things you saw your parents do, not this, this is post-scarcity future. Why are we doing this? Why are we here? It's not for the money. It's for healing our world. And it doesn't mean you have to do this all on your own and be a big hero or a martyr. It doesn't mean that. But in order for you to execute, embody, so that every person you meet, and you meeting you, this is for you and for the people you meet, you need to be clear and you need to know where you're going so that your nervous system and your body go, okay, I got it. You're leading us. Your body and you are partners in leading the future. So designing your best future is going to be available, if you want it, tonight and tomorrow. Because we're not working Saturday and Sunday. We'll see what happens on Monday. We're not sending it out on Monday. This may be the only time you have to walk through you and what you want for your family and your projects, what you want most want to experience and live from. That's number one. How you want to design your first 2 weeks, your real estate, your teams, how to go about designing and building out the most important strategic first steps that will lay the foundation. So you know what you're doing. You're not handing over your power to something outside of yourself. And this is coming from 10 years of walking alongside Bruce, of being exposed to a lot of different people, and over 3.5 decades of executive coaching. Startups, things that are high stakes, very high stakes. It's how to get it into your nervous system so that you're not going to be overwhelmed. And then finally, new ways of seeing yourself. New ways. This is identity change stuff. This is so, I don't want to make it, it's not big. It's not nearly as big as who you really are. It just needs to be realized, remembered, reintegrated. There's nothing outside of you, but nothing can come through you until you have that architecture and capacity. Number one. Number two, the other thing they found out, and this is really what we specialize in. Ask anybody in the pod. Now I want to give a shout out to the pod. We specialize in making it digestible so you get it in your nervous system, number one. And number two, the number one thing you've got to be looking at, which is why the people in the pod who, some people have been in the pod for 4 years. 4 years. Why? Because every time they come, they're making decisions, just like Bruce was making decisions about how he was going to position and articulate these new approaches for the retreat centers.
Veterans Retreat Networks.
Retreat Networks. You've got to get that internalized in you so you know this is the direction we're taking. If you don't do that, and all of a sudden you're designing your teams, you've got to be working with your families, you haven't even thought of any of this, you're going to have so much decision fatigue. I'm just speaking truth. Mm-hmm. You must make decisions now about how you're going to parse out your time, your family, your this, your that. You've got to be doing that now, clearing the field. And that's what designing your best future is about. It's going to give you that kind of clarity, and it's an anti-decision fatigue tool. The more you can decide, this is the car I want, this is where I want to live, this is who I'm going to let go of, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, I'm clear about my values. All of that is embedded in these four classes. All you have to do, let's make it simple for you, is at least listen to the first two classes in the first week. One class, second class. The other two classes start to build out so you're walking out, you have foresight for the future and the kinds of things you're going to think about. We did it so you weren't like slammed with information. It's so you have an experience. An experience of how you have to walk through this stuff so you can literally see yourself walking through it, supported by meditations. This is civilization change for humanitarians and people that are on this call and listening to this segment right now. And I want to give a shout out to the pod, to Monica, to Brenda, to Bruce, and to William, people that are into regenerative farming and are got stimulated by an email I sent out. Maybe it was before the email, I can't remember. Maybe it was listening to the call on Tuesday night, and they're getting a regenerative farming group together to share ideas.
Yes.
That's go. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's leadership. Yep. Let's get together and talk about ideas. Let's stimulate each other so it's fun and it's exciting. This is how you stimulate, and you do it with yourself first remember, these are people that have class after class after class. They sign up because they're refining their nervous system and their architecture and expanding their capacity to say no to chaos, to say no to current. You can't look out there and see any leader because they're all in the old system. You've got to be able to architect a system so it works, so you can stand up for yourself and say, this is going to be my role in the project. This is what I'm going to do. Now, how do I design it so I stay coherent and I make good, clear decisions? If you do that, you've really honored God. You've really honored God. And you're honoring God by being on this call, listening to me, listening to Bob with his incredible nutrition advice and just his holistic values on everything, and listening to Bruce, who had the commitment to do this for 15 years now, Bruce. So every time you're sitting with people that are, and we're all sitting together. It's not like we're up above. We're all together readying, training our nervous systems, training our awareness, training our consciousness, training and embodying something that has not been on the planet before. That's why this is so unique. We've never had the technologies before. We've never had this. I'm really proud of this training. It's very integrated, and it's really going to get you ready. So here's my conclusion for tonight. Tonight and Friday. If you're interested in integrated minds, if you're interested in designing your best future, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put DYBF100 if you have PayPal or not. It's $100, your name and your telephone number. And people who have written to me, please check your emails because we send them out right away. And we haven't heard back from some people. It's kind of odd. And I just want to let everybody know that next week, depending on what we hear from Bruce, I'll be letting you know that we're teaching a course called The Leverage Points. And it's basically how you're going to design your teams and your life so you're not carrying it, you know, all on your own. A lot of people feel like this is all going to be on them or they're going to retire. They don't have a very integrated way of looking at this. So I'll be talking about that next Tuesday, but just mark down the 6th and the 9th. We'll be offering a course, and we will open it up to the first 10 people that would be interested in it. You can write to us and just say, I'd like to be in that new course if you want, if you've already gotten Design Your Best Future. So just letting you know about that. Mm-hmm. But this, Designing Your Best Future, is your foundation in being clear and being ready. It's a very important decision point for you. Are you going to be making good decisions for God? Or are you going to be overloaded and suffering from the 71% burnout and not being able to notice the people that are in burnout? You're going to be hiring people. You've got to know the difference. And if you're clearer and calmer, you're going to go, oh, that's a nervous system that's been spent. Nope, next. So that's what I want to say for tonight. And thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. Good offering, new class next week. And
6th and 9th, but you don't have to mention that. I just wanted to throw that out.
Not going
to
talk about that. Nope, that's on you.
Yeah, design your best future. That's all I care about.
DYBF 100.
DYBF.
Yep, that's the name of the game right now. Yeah. All right, Sue, thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's good. All I can say is I want to be part of that regenerative farming network. I want in on regenerative farming because I plan to use regenerative farming on each of our veteran retreat sites and in our Rebuild America, some of them as well, in various ways. Some will be more in the community, in farming communities, in small communities. Some could be in a small town. Some could be inner city. I'm talking gardens. You know?
Right.
I'm into that. So I want to be part of that. So thank you, Sue, for that mention of regenerative farming. Very important. And what else is regenerative? Bob's system of healing and health and nutrition is very much regenerative in our bodies. And I'm very much into what you're hearing in the way of new testimonials, Bob. And we've covered some of our new products. And anything else that you think we need to know tonight?
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce. You know, I was here, I've been reading some testimonials, and I was getting inspired. It's like once the big call is over with, I'm going to start doing some weightlifting here before I go to bed. But we got a new testimonial. And remember on Tuesday, the guy sent in a testimonial about shingles and how the super strong was helping that? Well, today we got our first one about gout. Gout's a huge issue. This lady wrote in, I have gout and it flares up periodically. The pain is excruciating. I never want to be caught without a proven pain relief whenever or wherever the gout elects to activate. I already had a product I marveled before I heard about Super Strong. But once I heard about the wonders of Super Strong, I wanted to see how it worked on my gout. Well, I was pleasantly surprised. It exceeded my expectations and surpassed the performance of my previous solution, which I used to rave about to anyone who would listen. Super Strong is my new go-to product for immediate pain relief. I was prepared to have to use multiple applications, but it wasn't necessary. One application and the pain did not return. That was amazing based on my experience with gout over the past 6 years. I've been using Boomer products for at least 6 years, but this is my first testimony because of the amazing effect Super Strong had on me in this particular application. Thank you, Boomer.
Great.
This is really good, Bruce. I'm telling you this. When you come out with an invention, sometimes there's great surprises. And for this to work with shingles and gout is really an amazing thing.
It is. It's terrific.
So here's a testimony came in about collagen. Sometimes the people are so debilitated, you can't even believe the testimonials, right? It's like, so this lady writes in, I am able to hobble around without assistance now. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt the collagen is helping me. Thank you. I'm on my second bottle and will be putting it on auto order. I am now waiting for the Super Strong. Again, I am so grateful for this product. And then you got to hit this one. This guy sent in a picture of himself. He's 67 years old. And he writes in, well, between Myotrol, Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, and the latest addition, my daily regimen, collagen, my quad lineup, I feel like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz when they took an and lubed him up. Look at this. I'm floating with zero joint resistance, running up and down the bleachers at my son's high school basketball games. I just go, and my body doesn't hesitate. No fear, like I'm 25 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's tremendous. Yeah. Thanks, he said. What again, Bob? I interrupted you. Thanks, Way.
Thanks for the amazing products.
Absolutely.
You know, this...
Wow.
This is the kind of... I'm going to call Eric Kurtz tomorrow and share that testimonial with him.
Absolutely. I would, too. Yeah.
Bruce, just the last thing I'm going to do is just review quickly the sales that we have going on.
All right.
And
cool.
You know, we're going to be having the sales that are coming to an end in the next couple of days that are 5% off of collagen. That also, if you put it on the auto order, like the lady was talking about, you get an extra 20% off for that first time. And then get an extra 10% off every month after that. But, you know, Bruce, also people earn cash back when they order products. And as time goes by, it adds up a lot. It's a 5% cash back. And so the other products that are on sale is we have our dynamic intro on sale. And it's the Boomer Boost and Barley, which is the most common combo product that we have. I lost complete track of how many thousands of people use that combo. But right now, it's only $99, and you get a free shaker bottle with it and free shipping.
Yep.
And then the other thing is we have a combo of an immune defense bundle that has our lignans and probiotics and our vitamin C. That's also $99. Yep. And then I have two new combos, Bruce, that we made really great discounts on. So I have a new combo. I have a new combo for $84.95. It's called the Beauty Sleep Combo. And what it is it's a full-size tub of the collagen peptides, not to be confused with collagen, right, which is a liquid in a 2-ounce dropper bottle. And this gives you type 1 and type 3 collagen that's really great for your skin and hair and nails. And then it comes with Good Night formula and magnesium with zinc. And when you take that magnesium with zinc with the Good Night formula, it makes it work even better. And so you'll do those peptides will help your skin and hair and everything regenerate during the nighttime. And you can take it right along with those other two products. Then the other combo.
That's cool.
Yeah. The other combo is called the gut-brain combo. And so this is two products for your gut. One is our digestive enzymes, and those are really, really great. The other is our premium probiotics. And then it comes in the combo with Clarity Factor, our nootropic. And that's really great for your memory and your focus and concentration. And so this gut-brain combo is $99, and those just went on sale today. And so we're doing this crossover sale, where for the next couple of days, you'll be able to get any or all of those sales. Now, the ones that are the Beauty Sleep Combo and the Gut-Brain Combo, you find those on the page that's called Combos. So when you're at the products, you'll scroll down and you'll see Combo Packs. If you click on the combo pack, you can find them. The other ones are on the on-sale page. Now, what we'll do is, at the end of the weekend, we're going to stop those other sales, and we're going to move those, the Beauty Sleep and the Gut-Brain Combo, over onto the sale page.
Okay.
That's it, Bruce. Okay. That's what I got to. It's 29.
It's what time now?
10:29?
Okay. All right, Bob. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Let me let everybody know how to get to Bob's website. If you go to bigcalluniverse.com, you'll see a banner at the top of the page That's my website. You get see the banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on it, boom, you're right into the Boomers website. And you can go through the various products, like Bob said, the drop-down menu, the on sale for products, and then look further down for combos to get the latest two new combos that he just mentioned. Also, if you have a question or if you need to call for customer support, the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Okay, and that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. All right, so do that. And it sounds like a lot of people are putting Myotrol on auto. I don't call it auto ship. I usually call it subscribe and save. Put it on that. And then also people are putting other products on, Collagen. And of course, we're looking to get our other product, Super Strong, back in stock here in another couple of weeks or so. Okay, so that's coming back. But, boy, the testimonials that are coming in on both of those products, not to mention Myotrol, are amazing and very, very helpful. I love the fact that the gentleman who uses Super Strong on his gout, that was working beautifully. And, who knows what else it'll help to heal, really, or at least to remedy these things. It's really going to be great. Okay, let's get into the intel. Let me address one thing that was on Tuesday night's call, and that was the concept of the Clarity Act. Now, we have sources that say that it's done, it's signed off. The government source is saying it's still in the Senate. So I can't tell you definitively that it is done, absolutely. But we're hearing from some of our inside sources that it is. So I'm going to just let that one lay and say that's the one that deals with the crypto coins. You'll have a virtual wallet or an e-wallet for those of you that want those crypto coins. If you do get into it, make sure you do really good research on it. We know the XRP is the one that is backing our USN, our new dollar, and it's supposed to be gold-backed. So, those that want to have those crypto coins and an e-wallet, have at it. Go for it if that's what you want. Do your research, though, on it. I am not up to speed on it. I don't think I need it personally because I'm into the other currencies that are exotic that are about to revalue. That's more important to me than that. And I think people that want to take advantage of precious metals like gold and silver and platinum and palladium, that kind of thing, those, as you guys know, are going up. But there are times where they'll go up and then drop back and have a dip. And then sometimes they'll go up from there. And then maybe they'll have another dip, just similar to what happens to stocks. But I know that silver is doing really well, and gold is, gold was touched, I think, almost $5,400 an ounce today. Silver is doing great also. Silver is supposed to, according to some sources, it should hit over $200 or so by the end of the year. I think that's very doable. So I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying look into it, research it. I think it sounds really interesting. Precious metals are something that you have to figure out where you're going to keep them, where you're going to put them. Are you going to pay somebody to guard and protect and store those precious metals, or are you going to have plans to do that yourself? Just something to keep in mind when it comes to owning. And I don't mean owning a certificate that says you have gold. That I wouldn't do. If you want to buy gold, buy the actual precious metal and make sure it's real gold. Same thing for the silver. Make sure the purity is, 9999 if you can get it. pure silver. And there's ways to test for that. All right, now, let's get out of that and get into what we're hearing. You guys remember that Tuesday night, the information that came in that day was talking about us getting notified over the weekend and maybe starting Monday or Tuesday. Well, we've had a slight movement in that that we heard this morning. We do have people with Wells Fargo that are getting emails from Wells and also from HSBC. Remember, HSBC is handling oversight of Canada and a lot of other areas around the world, whereas Wells Fargo is over the redemption centers in the United States. Okay, so there's a slight difference in the way that's being handled. But the emails that our redemption center leaders are getting is telling them that we should have notifications, not tonight, Wednesday, or Thursday rather, but next week, like the 4th and 5th, which is Wednesday, and then exchanges maybe Thursday. So we're pushed to Wednesday, Thursday of next week, the 4th and 5th of February. Now, could we get anything sooner? I can only tell you that the Redemption Center leaders were told to come in Tuesday morning at 9:30 in the morning. Does that mean anything for us on Tuesday? Or is it just a way for them to check to see what the rates are on screens, to get the latest update? Maybe they've got another phone conference that day. We don't know. It doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to happen for us on Tuesday, but based on the information we've had from several sources today, it looks like we're going to get notified maybe Wednesday or Thursday, or get notified Wednesday and start exchanges Thursday. I think that's the most likely scenario of the 4th and 5th of February. All right, so that is good. And you know, guys, believe me when I tell you, I don't like getting pushed any more than you guys do. You got to know that what happens when I get information, I try to vet it. I see how many sources are saying it. Who are the sources? What is, you know, where are they coming from on this? But it's like one of our military sources told us. He said, look, this thing is like a military operation. Just when you think it's ready to go, something changes and it moves, it morphs, it changes. And it's like that because look how many times I've had really solid intel and all of a sudden, nothing, crickets. And, you know, I keep telling my handler, I said, look, all we need is for this to happen as the intel comes in. All we need is for it to go as the intel is saying it will. Well, looks like we're not going to make it in the month of January. Not even this weekend. And maybe not even Monday or Tuesday. But more likely Wednesday, Thursday. I can't tell you why we're pushed exactly, but all I can say is that is the latest that I've had today. And it came from several sources this morning. So I'm going to go with that. That's what we have to do, right? We have to stay positive. We have to have power thoughts like Sue brought out tonight. And we have to see ourselves as our future self having made the phone call with the 800 number to the call center and set up an appointment to go in and do our exchanges and redemption of ZIM. And at that time, when you go into the redemption center, that is when you will let them know, yes, I am a ZIM holder, as you can plainly see, if you see all the ZIM I have, and I have a dire need. Why is that important for the med beds? Because they want those of us who have projects, which is the vast majority of those listening to the big call, they call universe is who I call you. And, you know, if you have those projects, you need to be around a while to see them to completion. Even if you're just a founder of certain projects and you're not involved in the day-to-day, which is fine. You can be a founder. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's a good position to be in. But you want to see a certain amount of progress in your projects, and you want to see them come to completion. Some might be complete in 50 years, maybe 100, 150, 200 years. It might take a while to get everything done. Although, to be honest, I really think that the technology is going to allow this to move pretty quickly. 2026, once we get started, could be a gangbuster of a year for us, for everyone. And of course, those of us who have been involved in the currencies, and especially Zim, have a distinct advantage over a lot of other people. But we do expect the Doge and the R&R and those tariff dividends to come out, but they're not going to be this month in January. And hopefully they come out in February. And I think our R&R is going to be either a direct deposit to our bank accounts, or maybe it's going to be in the Quantum account when we go in to do our exchanges. I personally don't think it will be. I think it will be a direct deposit. I think that will be easier for them to do it. I much prefer it that way, to have it come in that way. And so I would say I'm looking forward to that as well. It's not going to be as significant for us that have currency, especially Zim holders, because of the vast value in that currency and in those bearer bonds. It's really what they are for the Zim. Now, all I know is we have at least two currencies with rates that are solid on the redemption center screens. We may get more. We're supposed to get new rates Sunday night, which will show up Monday, at the redemption centers and at banks. But the thing I believe, as is coming to my mind, the real thing we're looking for is to have Iraq finish what they're supposed to be doing, which is seating Prime Minister Sudani as Prime Minister by their parliament and getting the influence of Maliki. Oh, yeah, that's a blast from the past, right? Get his influence out of the picture. And any Iranian influence in the banks removed. That's what has to happen. And is that why we're pushed another week from this week? Yeah, that's it. And what's going to happen in Iran? It might take a little while, but it should be happening pretty soon. Same thing with Cuba. And who knows about Colombia? Same thing there, probably. But we know that we have a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia if those guys will come to the table and sign it, sign off on it. And I have not heard that that is done yet. Supposedly the agreement is done, the peace accord is done, but I don't know about signatures. So that's really everything I wanted to bring out tonight. And one other thing that we need to be aware of, this is the ideal time if you haven't received the Designing Your Best Future course, that you should go ahead and get it. Send Sue an email tonight or tomorrow so she can process these before she goes into teaching mode on her new class. All right? So what I'm going to say is, send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com for DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, 100. DYBF 100. It's a $100 investment in four classes, one course, four classes, hour and a half each class. Each class has its own meditation and it has group participation and really important teaching that you need to know on designing your best future starting in the first 6 months to a year when you walk out of the Redemption Center. But you can use that information now by getting it now, because this could be your last opportunity to get it. So I highly recommend you get it and send Sue that email. Also, let her know I have PayPal or I don't have PayPal, and put your name and your cell phone number in the email and put in the subject line DYBF100. And then that way she'll know exactly what it is. And when it comes in, and those with PayPal will get it sooner. Okay? But here's the thing. Do this now before you forget, especially West Coasters, because it's still early in the evening over there. And that way you can get it out. Watch your emails, though. Watch them come in, because she'll respond back to you, and then you'll just need to read the email and then follow the instructions on how to get the course to come in. In other words, pay for it, and then you'll receive the course by email as an audio link that you click on, and you'll listen to all 6 hours of that course in your own time. You know, just listen to it. You can go back through and listen to it again, everything. It's going to be great. So remember that. Go ahead and jump on that. Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, @ hushmail.com. All right? So go ahead and send that out tonight and tomorrow, and Sue will activate those. I don't know that there's anything else we need to know right now that we haven't talked about. We talked earlier about putting your email and signing up for email or an email newsletter to the site is bigcalluniverse.com. Just bigcalluniverse.com. Register yourself there. You will get an autoresponder email back, and then it asks you to confirm that you want to be opt-in. It's like a double opt-in that Bob said, so that you click on a little, I think he said, a blue tab that opts you into receiving it. And then open up these emails. It's going to come from Boomers or Boomer Boost, and you'll see that, but that is what we're doing. That's what we've been doing. So you'll be registered on the site, and you'll also be able to go back and check the number. When we get it, we'll post it on bigcalluniverse.com. We'll post the number on the site, and you'll have the correct number. And if we get the Canadian 800 number, which I believe we can get, we'll post that for our Canadian listeners in the Great White North, okay? And if we're freezing our butts down in North Carolina this weekend, what's it like up in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan? You know, I don't know. Maybe you guys are still colder. I hope so, but I don't really want you to freeze up there. All right, so listen, that's what I wanted to say tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, Bob, so much for being co-hosts on the Big Call. And thank you, GCK and Doug, for helping out. Thank you, Pastor Scott. We missed you tonight, but we're still thinking about you. And thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support. And everybody else, thank you, Pod. And you know who you are in the pod. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the signal out on the Starlink satellite system for us all around the globe. And also, thank you, Big Call Universe, all of the listeners. Many of you haven't missed a call in 15 years, which is remarkable. And I appreciate you guys. Take advantage of Bob's sale items. Take advantage of the 25%, 5% plus 20% for new subscriptions, subscribe and save for, it was for the collagene, the collagene product, and thank you so much for everything else that you're doing. Take advantage of these sales. Get in touch with Sue. Better tonight. Do it while you're thinking about it. Send her a short little email, just a little short one, and let her know, yes, I would like to be, I'd like the DYBF, Designing Your Best Future. I'd like the DYBF course, $100, and it's an incredibly good deal for everybody that listens to it. You're going to really benefit from it. All right? So let's go ahead, thank everybody again, and let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll say goodnight and have a great weekend. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done to take us here, to prepare us for this time. We know that we're in a special place, and we know that we're called to come to this point in our lives and make a difference, not only in our own lives and those of our family, but in the lives of everyone else out there throughout the world. Thank you for it all. Give us all a great night's sleep and a great safe weekend. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and turn the recording off, and we'll see you on Tuesday.